From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Greetings from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club here in southeast Queensland. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here, announcing an important update to Redfest 2019 to be held at the St Michael's College on Bribery Island Road on Saturday the 13th of April. For table bookings, email redfest@redcliffradioclub.org.au. Don't forget the raffle. We'll sell tickets at the gate on the day. At 10:30 a.m. we'll draw the raffle for a UHF digital mobile radio transceiver, TYT model MD-380, value $130. Of course, to win it, you must be in it. And to be in it, you must be at Redfest 2019 on Saturday the 13th of April. For more details, please go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au. You can also find us on Facebook, Bye and 73s.
Across Australia from VK1WIA, you're tuned to the WIA National News Service. Here in Toowoomba, be sure to listen in on 146.750, the VK4RDD repeater, at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings. I'm Dave, VK4DAK.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP. And I've been thinking. The jokes are circulating that summer hasn't left and there is a 404 error on autumn. With turbulent weather in the north of VK4 moving to VK8 and another system seeking to haunt the Pilbara region of VK6, it would seem that there is less humour and more fact in these internet posts. By the time this goes to air, we should know who has drawn the short straw in the weather game of chance. And hopefully we can know that everyone affected by these systems remains safe. It seems that a certain amount of bluster has been generated over the issue of intellectual property with the transition of amateur training and assessment to a new provider, the Tasmanian-located Australian Maritime College. The latest firecracker that has been a claim that the WIA should hand over its intellectual property, namely the question bank that was generated during its performance under the old deed. Whilst it seems quite reasonable that a cooperative position should be undertaken in smoothing the way for the new service provider, there's also the fact that certain conditions applied to the materials under Clause 18 of the old deed. As the Wireless Institute was required to hand all defined materials to the ACMA at the cessation of the deed, this was done to the satisfaction of the regulator in early February. Questions of access to the material should then, I would think, be addressed to the ACMA rather than addressed by megaphone to the WIA, which has discharged its responsibilities. All in all, it would be hoped that anybody that claims representation of this hobby is not petty enough to simply try and besmirch others just to make a rather poor point via the internet. In the interim, the lack of an exam service for Australian candidates for amateur licences has been addressed along the East Coast by various groups of ARRL volunteer examiners. People have used the US exams to prepare for overseas travel, and a few have sought qualifications which they can use to obtain or upgrade an Australian licence. This would seem to show the amateur spirit is alive and well when people seek to fill a void in the system. No doubt, if and when we see the flawed transition to AMC bring local exam facilities online, there will still be a good reason for the VE network to continue serving VK hams. But the QRN die and the bands reopen, and good weather and good conditions return for autumn, whenever it comes. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.